I'm Corey Crow. This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. The Ouachita and Black River system is facing challenges. That's according to the executive director of the Tensaw Levee District, John Stringer. He says the river system's lack of full funding has placed the Ouachita as we know it in peril. He says the underfunded river system could be abandoned under a worst-case scenario.
It can happen, and I've always said that if it does happen and the river is abandoned, then it's going to be a catastrophe for this entire region.
The lack of commercial river traffic is the only factor used in determining the Ouachita River's future. Rivers with under 1 million tons of cargo are placed into a low-use category. If the government money is tight, we could all feel the effects. Stringer says the system has not been maintained, and shippers are leery of its future.
When you don't dredge a river, you start damaging equipment, and that's what happened to Cross Oil and Smackover, Arkansas. Used the river extensively. They were one of the largest users, and they eventually pulled off of the river because they were damaging equipment trying to get to their refinery in Smackover.
The system has gone from 17 shippers to 4 over the last few years, and one of the biggest is now moving its products through pipelines.
Entergy uses it for power production. City of Monroe depends on it for the drinking water, as do other communities. Georgia Pacific and Crossett, just to name a few. There's many up and down the river. There's a lot of farm irrigation out of the river. A lot of discharges into the river that are regulated by the Department of Environmental Quality. You couldn't discharge in the river, sewer or anything else. All the boat ramps along the river would be up out of the water. They couldn't be used. We can tell them that we're highly dependent on it, but we don't have any figures to back us up.
The worst-case scenario is really bad news. Stringer shows me a picture taken from the Endham Bridge in the early 1900s before the damming of the river. The river is mostly gone, only about a quarter of its current size, and covered with huge sandbars running through downtown Monroe.
You lose something like 23 feet of water level from pool here in Monroe, pool being about 20 and a half, 21 feet here. You go to something like a negative 3 feet, and it looked like just a little meandering stream going through here.
The Ouachita River could be crossed in many places just by walking across. During the summer dry months, the river would be almost useless for any boating and maybe only a foot or two deep. Tributaries like Darbone, Beth, Tensaw, Bartholomew, and Bayou Macon would mostly dry up. An economic impact study is currently taking place at the University of Louisiana Monroe. The study will be used to try to convince the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers that although commercial traffic is low, maintaining pool stage on the river is critical to the health of the region.
We've been asked to evaluate, if you will, the commercial value of the Ouachita River, particularly the navigable portions of the Ouachita River.
That's ULM's Dr. Robert Eisenstadt. He and a team of researchers will try to put a dollar value on the Ouachita Black River system and take a look at all areas of use.
As a consequence of the river being dredged for navigation, it's created opportunities for other industries to grow and or cluster around, not least of which, for example, are industries that use a large amount of water, whether that might be paper production or chemical production.
That survey should be done by October and hopefully will cause the Corps of Engineers to spend more on the Ouachita Black River system. Corey Crow, KEDM News.